Hey, Fire Right Warriors, here is the finale message for the day in my coaching and training circle. I was just uploading the workout of the day to the FT8 Muscle and Strength Challenge. It's the banded resistance band chest press workout. Let me say that again. A banded chest dumbbell press with resistance bands workout. And it's in the FT8 Muscle and Strength. It's the workout video of the day that is part of my Uscreen Seize the Training Day routine. But I get this as part of the education, the continuous education in my community where I coach. That's why you get that there. The reason is that training and progressive training is technical. And you cannot train like you're 20 all your fitness life. Because that means you're gonna expire very fast, and if you're like me, you wanna grow wiser and age like a wine or cheese, which means you should be better and better with age, with growing, not be your best at 20. So even though from a physical, biological standpoint, you're your strongest at 20, you should be your mind strongest at the last day of your life. It shouldn't be your last day of fitness life. Now, The biggest conundrum of humanity in fitness is to understand how to actually live fitness life without having that you have no life quality, that you can't find that balance that everyone is looking for. Somewhere there is some kind of weird secret to how to actually be happy and think that it's going to be automatically so. And that is what everyone forgets. Because nobody wants to be real. And the more I work with people and to show up, continue to pushing, I realize what I already know, but it becomes so kind of obvious. There's definitely two kinds of people. The ones who want to learn how to master your mind by really looking inward to see what are you doing, how can you make better, taking notes, making all the ways to self-manage to make sure you don't forget to be a copy, talk one day and then like a fart the next day. You don't want to remember. Like, do you want to live a life that you're just one day like a one-trick pony? So this is something most people can chew and swallow when we're young, but then over time it just becomes too much of frustration with yourself. Now, you're gonna notice, are you the people who want to be a frustration for yourself to kind of just ponder about the same dichotomy of life, how to be happy now and also later, how to do that, how to have that, have it all. But nobody wants to practice this, and nobody wants to believe in reality of actually you gotta work for it. You have to train. You have to show up. You have to fight it out when you wanna forget about it. You cannot treat it like your life mission to overcome yourself. It's just a hobby. The difference between training or acquiring skills in just doing training, for instance, versus self-rapport in nutrition or adherence to what you don't want to adhere to when you want to have your weak moment, you want to have the way of having a cheat day to look forward to when you can have whatever you have because you just have to stay strong on the other days and then every little now, it's okay. That's what you want, but you always overdo it because you don't show up on the days of defeat or the days of discipline and dedication. You're just showing up for when you have your happy-go days. But that is not how you succeed. That's why you're stuck, because apparently your reality of fitness is not real. I live it out. That's why I'm not popular. Because being with me means I'm going to be one of those friends who you don't want to know when you want to be average. The reason why I do my VIP coaching is a way of just, I cannot be attending and listening to people who know. I put it all out there. I present all the lessons. I try to pull you into where you have to be aware or you're going to waste many years to come just like you have been. I'm doing this all I can to make you see, because I know that if I kept on reasoning the way you do, I would be stuck in Sweden without any fitness goals, ambition made happen at all. And knowing this, I cannot help it that I'm going to do all I can to make you wake up and stop treating yourself like you don't really need to achieve your goals or your dreams or to have anything that you wanted out of your life. And I know this is my biggest practice. This is my biggest meditation practice to keep on, to build up. This is why I started to meditate. Because I could not keep on feeling the love for people, and I just got mad thinking that why do they quit every day and then go back? Of course, I couldn't do that. But that was my ignorance, thinking that everyone's gonna know when they have the tools, when they have the solution. They're gonna see, oh, I'm gonna do it. And that's the same ignorance I have, that you believe that you're gonna do what it takes because you have the right education now. That you think you're just gonna read another book one more time, and then you're gonna know and get an aha. But you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna have an aha with a cookie in the mouth. Because you're gonna make the plan and gonna go on a fat loss ambition and never quit again. Because that is just you fueled up on your drug right now. You have a little cocaine rush with sugar. So you're gonna believe in your own word because now you have a little bit more motivation. The desperation, the frustration, the anger and the hunger and the greed and wanting to do what you've always done is not there because you're satisfied. Right now you forget that the satiety is never gonna last. You're gonna have new desires, but you don't wanna believe that because you eat yourself to sabotage and then you hate yourself and then, ugh, I feel so disgusted with myself. Yeah, that's when you motivate, that's when you train so hard and when you do cardio, but that doesn't last, does it? So the whole self-destruction routine that everyone wants to keep on, hating your life, hating your body and be abusive, you like it because that's what everyone else is doing. Because that is how you like to live, apparently. But I don't want to be it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to observe it as a coach. I think it's horrible. It's toxic. And it also makes that is the way we do. That is the routine of the herd. Being a coach, the way I think, okay, what can I do for the people who do actually want to become one of the very few, the eagles, who could be ducks but want to be more? The ones who are by default basic, just like me, but had a dream and don't want to quit on it and don't want to be a dreamer but a doer. What do I do then as a coach to not sink down into succumbing to everyone else and just say, I don't want to do this anymore. I cannot keep on being a loner who loves my solitude. And have the frustration of people who kind of think I'm an image and I have a body that you don't really care for and I don't meet the criteria of what other women think is to die for, which is compare yourself with others, only think that you're worth it something you're 25, make sure you're married and have kids and diamond on the ring and having 3 cars and a house, make sure you have a career, everything perfect, never look like you had a day where you're tired. Always be quiet and shut up. Always accept whatever your in-laws or your spouse tells you. And just eat up all the negativity and criticism the whole world tells you on it. And always hold on to all fears that the outside world tells you. And don't try to keep your own mind sane and happy and calm at peace. Because that is the only way you can have power over anything. It's only yourself. So why don't you? Because that is not what average people do. And you just hang out with those. Because apparently, you don't see that as an issue. How can it not be an issue that you have the wrong kind of friends when I see so many memes from my women in my community who all talk about how people are this and that, how they never learn, how they're sad, but that's what you do. You are part of that because you bring that into your own life by not knowing how to protect your own happiness, how to want to be happy. Why do you want to work for something that I know and you know that you have never seen past, let's say, a short time of dedication, of fitness life? And that's always when we're on a high, we love it. But that doesn't last because the high, you don't keep up like I do. I keep every day high because I know if I don't, I'm gonna drop down because that is the way it is. And I don't want to drop down into the diet depression, so I don't make it happen. I know, I'm aware. I don't live my life and fitness like I think it's gonna be something that is automatically the way because I read a book about how to eat and think. You forget you're human. You're not gonna do a program that you don't even wanna do. You're gonna rebel against your own desires to overcome yourself. And that is something else that you don't wanna admit because you want to hold on to the premise of diet culture, body culture, that tells you're just gonna be happy once you have the body, so keep on working, but then you forget, it's gonna take longer time than you want. So if you don't learn to love the life it takes, you're gonna hate your life, you're gonna wait until you don't have patience anymore. And then what happens? You're back to square one again. And most people, live that life until forever. So all women are going to be stuck on a diet until you die. As in, on a diet means you don't want to be on it, you don't love it. I'm on a diet for life because I love mine. That's why I want to keep remember that, because it's a love of my life and I love to keep it happy and in love. So if you don't make it, it's like you don't care about your most important relationship because you don't care about showing up. You just flake on it, or you're just here for the happy go. I'm gonna go on vacation with my spouse, but I'm never gonna go here and do chore works because I'm not into that. That's the way I see you when you just forget. You can't be that ignorant to think that just because you haven't achieved it in 2 days, that something's wrong with you. What kind of victim mindset do you think? And what do you think I'm doing? How do you think I achieve this? That's what I mean. You don't think that I'm just like you. You think somehow I got it all served and I'm just talking. I wouldn't be here to defend your fitness honor that I'm trying to protect if I was different. I would be like the rest of the diet culture who just sells you a dream and then I know you're gonna fail. So that's perfect for me, just keeping on profiting off you. So why am I the one who gets kind of the evil genius? Because I ask for you to show up and work on what you don't want to work, which is the mind. And that stops everything and you don't want to know. Because you like to listen to average minds and how average minds act when it's not fun anymore in the moment. You don't want to remember that the moment is all that matters. How are you going to go back on that? If I tell you, your seize the moment is you seize the destruction and your self-abuse forever because you never get out of that vicious routine. And you're looking at other people do it and think starting over is the way to do it. No, you're supposed to level up and learn more and more, become greater, more expanded. But I feel it's different. It's like everyone tries to hold on to the past, which you can't even do because you're not able to keep doing what you love. Now you get bitter. That would be me if I didn't want to be happy more than I want to keep on trying to fight my way that is not making me happy. You gotta let go of that expectation of yourself to think you're gonna be happy being in a prison. What is a prison? Is to keep on forcing you to do things in fitness and nutrition and body for no reasons, because you're impatient and you don't really want to change your life the way you choose. You want to have the results that come from changing lifestyle but not doing it. That's the big problem. So what I'm doing is this. When you're in my FD8, you're gonna have my lessons in the community. You're gonna be there because you need the crowd of people who care. Without that, I cannot help you because you're gonna drift away from my coaching when it suits you. When you go back on your own dedication, you feel so bad and you think that I judge you by that, so you rather just stay in silence or privacy or eat up more, get fatter and fatter, and then at some day maybe you're gonna crawl back and say it didn't work out this way either. No, we know. Because people don't show up and kind of become crickets. First they're big and talk, and then nothing. That's when you go back and you realize you're just human, you have to work on more to be more, and you don't want to. So you feel ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of except for denying this. So when you want to be closer and you actually want to get over this, I have no time to talk to you and explain how you just have the same mind that I have, but I overcome it because I wanted to. I kept on fighting for epiphany after epiphany after epiphany, and I didn't want to believe my bullshit. I got better and better at it. But you bet I made my whole life mission to do that. So if you have less ambition, think it's going to be easy, you are underestimate the severity of training needed for your mind to be even a little bit more. It takes daily and a daily affirmations, daily pep talk. And you know what? That's what I ask you. Did you pep talk? No, everyone forgets. That's when I know you are not gonna want to be an eagle. You are not at all into it. Because you don't even do things that does not take more than to believe and want to be better for yourself. To actually change the way you pep talk. To actually care about your feelings. To stand up for yourself. If you don't do that, you're gonna feel like shit. Because that is how most women think about themselves anyway. Because you have never been told by anyone that you're special or that you mean something, that you're worth it. Not even from your partner. And you can't tell it yourself because you never heard it, and you don't believe it, you feel embarrassed and ridiculous again. So now you have that. So I have to pep talk you like you're a kid and nobody gave you anything of worth. So now I have to do that. So it becomes exhaustive. So what I do then is I am just there for the people who want to be their best, who want to work with me instead of running away like a little girl when it gets tough. I am here to talk to you, to work with you, but I can't do this when you rather talk to a group because the group tells you it's okay, darling, start over again. Because all those women, oh, you're gonna go and eat up again. Do you trust women in a group who rather not want you to be better or stronger, smarter, get results? Because if you're getting results, that put the pressure and then people don't like it, remember? You're gonna be criticized for actually fighting to stay in the game, to beat yourself up a little bit so you can keep on and be happy tomorrow. That's not popular because people don't want that. So that's why I'm not a group person, why I lead and I don't follow. I don't follow anyone. I follow myself. And that's the way you have to be. You have to follow me until you follow yourself or follow someone who you look up to is enough. Because apparently, since I don't want to be what you women want in average, I don't want to meet the criteria. I don't want to have the expectation. I don't want the pressure. I feel nothing to, you know, to fit into this industry or this world or to do what other coaches do or trainers. I don't care that that's the way to be profiting off people. I don't care that the way to be more successful or be the one everyone loves, you know, the epitome of fitness women, that means I have to be fake. I have to Photoshop and edit. I have to only promote what is easy to sell and has tons of money invested from a big diet company, or to have a fat burning pill that won't work or doesn't matter, or to promote stupid stuff that you don't need. Then you would like me, because then I just fit in. And you love to look at what other people look at. That is the way the average and the most people work. You are terrified by people who are like me going my own way, but somehow you're also motivated. So remember now, the people who are like me, you don't really want to be me. You want to talk like you are, you love it. But then the real version, what is that gonna be? What are you gonna do? So find your own version of it. You're still gonna have to work as hard as I do for your version. So if you downplay the dedication because your fitness goals are a little less extreme, you're still gonna have to work at hard level because there's inflation in your work and dedication anyway. You believe an easy workout is okay when you have a bad day. Well, it's not. So there's difference of ambitions and expectations of what to do. But in general, my VIP coaching, where I'm the friend you need because nobody's gonna talk to you when you don't want to talk to coach, that is how I just know. That most people come to me thinking I'm just like you. And I am. I was basic. But I wanted to be my best. And that's a work, a practice I keep on and expect to never be finished. Because if I'm finished, I'm already there limited. So as you can see, we have a little bit of different of what do we do and why. I want to struggle for myself because that way I know how I feel satisfied. I don't want to have an excuse or to be like the rest. I want the junk and I want to have the body that doesn't have junk, so what am I gonna do now? I don't want it. I train myself on how to change my perception. It's the best thing I've done. And that takes the hardest work because you have to want to give up on what isn't serving you. But if you hold on to that greed and desire, you're gonna win over that. Just like money keeps you bought up if you have a career and you hate it, but you're still getting paid up. Watch out, that's how you're getting bought up, like you're feeling like a prostitute in the end of the life because you hate what you do and that's a lifetime you never get back. So in my work, my lifetime doesn't come back either. So I try to see, okay, who am I investing in and who am I not? Because most people do just take up space in life unless you see that they're just gonna talk. And I don't have time for that. I don't have patience. So that's why I do my coaching in the group. Go there to attend my lessons. And remember, if you don't want to be held accountable, I'm not going to be able to anyway, because you just know how to block me or to stop looking and then show up later. That's okay. But just so you know, when it gets tough is for yourself, that's when you really have to show yourself, oh, I was just a talker. So try to motivate yourself to want to be stronger instead of being a little princess. That's what I tell myself. I can't talk about how this means so much to me and then kind of sit out the cry. So you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to train hard and I'm going to train through it all. And I'm gonna lead my way the way I want to read about myself in the future, because I am not waiting for life to be perfect except for the way it is. It is perfect. It's gonna be up and down, and the way I handle is all that matters to me. This is a mind you need to know is what you build up with me. If you don't want that, don't bother, because the solution is out there. You guys just have to want to. Fire that is out there, my workouts, my programs. You can find any coach and keep on. But if you don't want to do a little bit of self-analysis and ask yourself, what are you doing this for and how? And you're always thinking about the body goals and looks and you don't even have health. Time to get real about yourself, for your children, for your family, for everything that is important for you. Because you do need a body to live your life, and you need a transportation, and you need a place, and you need to eat, and you need to be happy. And if you don't think that's worth to fight for, what do you have to fight for in life? Ask yourself that, and then maybe you can come into some kind of peace of mind realizing that you just thought you wanted to be the fittest person. Maybe you just want to kind of stay in somewhat shape, and that's okay. But then I'm over your level of what you need. Because here's the thing. What the whole world needs as to, at large is fighter diet and my 10-minute workouts. But that is not what the world wants to fit this life to be, because nobody wants to live the real, right? So now that's why nobody sees what is real and only buys fats. So that's why I refuse to be part of diet culture or to send out or to even market to that, because that is not my demographic. My demographic is always going to be a very little tribe in the whole world, and that's my tribe. So who's yours?